Our Planet Money team is out with a t-shirt, and it's tracking each step of how that t-shirt was made. Yesterday, we went to Indonesia, where the yarn was spun for the fabric of the t-shirt. Today, Bangladesh, where it was put together. Bangladesh makes a lot of the world's clothing. If you bought underwear from Target or, say, pants at JCPenney, they could have come from Bangladesh. And why has Bangladesh gotten so popular? Well, continuing on our t-shirts trail, Planet Money's Caitlin Kenny and Zoe Chase have the answer.
This is where it starts. Where are we?
New Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what city, though. I know we in Walmart.
That's right, the Walmart in Secaucus, New Jersey. And why are you here?
Of course, grab boxers, socks, t-shirts, and whatever else catch my eyes. Save me from doing laundry, being too lazy.
This is how cheap our clothes are, that John Martin would rather buy a new six-pack of t-shirts than wash the ones he currently owns.
What John Martin doesn't know, most people don't, is that there's a pretty crazy equation that has to line up in order for us to get our clothes this cheap. Bangladesh is a big part of that equation.
So these are the sleeves.
Sleeve hem.
Sleeve hem. Yeah.
I'm in the middle of a sewing floor on a busy factory on a busy street in Bangladesh. The room is big and bright and filled with women sewing clothes. Tables are piled high with boxer briefs for Tommy Hilfiger, Calvin Klein, and one assembly line in particular working on a very special t-shirt.
Planet Money.
Wow.
These are our t-shirts.
Mohinden Chowdhury runs this company, Clifton Apparels Limited. They make t-shirts for Jockey, the underwear company that's helping us make our t-shirt. It takes 32 people just to sew our shirt together. Six on the sleeve, three on the neck. So many hands on just one shirt.
We're economics reporters, so we really came all the way over here to Bangladesh to find out one thing. How much did it cost to make our shirt?
It's about $2.
The whole shirt?
The whole shirt, one-piece shirt is $2.
$2. That's the price that Jockey paid Clifton per shirt.
We bought our shirts from Jockey. Jockey paid Clifton to make them.
And $2, that's an approximate price. Ashu Dash Bishwas, another manager here, he talks us through it.
So out of this $2, okay, what is the most expensive part?
Fabric.
How much?
75% of the garments.
Okay, people, real slow math on the radio. Here we go. Fabric to make the t-shirt is 75% of the price, so about $1.50.
In that $1.50 is the cost of cotton, the cost of turning that cotton into fabric. $1.50, so that leaves 50 cents. What's in the 50 cents?
Ashu says that's everything else. Overhead, profit for Clifton, but mainly it's people. Managers, supervisors, and the many, many workers, all crammed into just 50 cents.
50 cents seems so cheap for the workers part of it.
That's so many people we just saw in that room. And 50 cents seems so small to cover all those people.
Is this the cheapest place in the world to make a t-shirt? $2 a shirt?
Yeah, we think cheapest, yeah, compared to the other countries.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the cheapest place in the world to make a t-shirt. That's according to Jalal Chowdhury, who founded this company, which is another way of saying Bangladesh has the lowest paid workers in the world for this kind of work.
A fact that is not lost on the workers in Bangladesh. Over the last few months, there have been violent protests in Bangladesh, workers demanding a higher minimum wage. And during the time we were there, the question of what the workers should be paid dominated the conversation.
And that question was just answered. A new wage is set to take effect this month. The official minimum wage in Bangladesh will jump almost 75% from $39 a month to $68 a month, way less than the workers were asking for and way more than the factory owners wanted to pay. Surjal Islam Roni, he was on the wage board representing the workers.
We are not overly happy about it, but we're fine with it. With this rise, maybe their situation will improve a little bit, but not much. Won't be a really meaningful improvement.
It's going to be good for the workers. It's going to be a little tough for the owners, but I think we shall survive.
Rubana Hook runs a group of garment factories in Bangladesh making dress shirts and blazers. She says, you know, Bangladesh has done so well, in large part by being the cheapest place in the world to make clothes. Now Bangladesh is way closer to the rest of the garment-making world. And her biggest fear is that her customers will go somewhere else. In fact, she had a customer recently say, you know, you're as expensive as Cambodia right now.
You know, you're as expensive as Cambodia right now, and so I might as well get it from there.
This is a fear that factory owners and workers both share, that Western buyers will leave and take the jobs with them.
One of those Western buyers, that's us, Planet Money, and Jackie, the T-shirt maker that we're working with. So we went to Jackie to ask, if wages rise too much, will you guys leave?
What we found out is there's not a make-or-break figure that would make Jackie pull out of Bangladesh.
It depends relative to the rest of the world, to be honest with you.
This is Marion Smith, international sourcing guy at Jackie. And that answer, it depends relative to the rest of the world, it's sort of subtle, but essential for understanding how a company like his makes choices about where to operate. To illustrate, Marion Smith tells us one story. A couple years ago, he says, the price of cotton spiked.
We had the cotton crisis in particular, and when it zoomed up from like 70 cents a pound to 210.
Now, think about that. The price of cotton just about tripled, and cotton is a much bigger portion of the total cost of a T-shirt than the labor is. If you're making cotton T-shirts and cotton goes up by that much, it's hard to not pass that cost on to the end customer.
And we did, and our competition did. The real thing was who was going to do it first. Everybody ate it for a long time. It was who could hold out the longest.
If there'd been a place to go to get cheaper cotton, they all would have gone there. But there wasn't. So the companies just paid more and passed some of that cost onto us.
But for decades, labor has been different. There's always been a place you could get it cheaper. First it was Japan, then it was Korea, China. Lately, it's been Bangladesh. But Marion Smith says we might be at the point where labor is becoming more like cotton. There's no place to get it cheaper.
Like, Bangladesh is going to go up, and who's cheaper than Bangladesh?
So you think we've sort of hit absolute zero here? We've chased the cost down as far as it goes, and it's going to start rising?
Yeah, as a global economy, yes.
So our clothes are going to get more expensive, our T-shirts are going to get more expensive.
That would be my prediction.
But because labor's part in that equation is so small, a rise in T-shirt prices could just be a few cents, perhaps not even enough to make us do our own laundry. I'm Zoe Chase.
I'm Caitlin Kenney, NPR News.
Later today on All Things Considered, our T-shirt series goes to Colombia, where wages are much higher than in Bangladesh. That has consequences for workers there. Visit npr.org/shirt for lots more T-shirt reporting. This is NPR News.